In this magnificent panel by the Dutch artist Martin van Heemskerk, men and women frolic amidst ancient temples, fountains, and exotic vegetation. The fresh, translucent colors and cool atmosphere suggest that it is spring, a time of love, music, and merrymaking. The island shrine at the center of this long, narrow composition is crowned by a statue of Diana of Ephesus, the many-breasted goddess of nature and fertility, here identified as Natura. A group makes music on the left, as do others on the large boat, as well as the man blowing a horn in the right foreground, announcing a stag hunt on the distant right shore. Winged beings soar above, one trailing a banner with the artist's signature. Heemskerk has dated the work 1567 on the base of the statue. The painting's complex iconography has attracted many interpretations. Most often it has been said to be an allegory of nature set in a garden of love. Others have suggested that the painting be read as a moral choice between good and bad senses. Common sense, reflected by the musical group on the left, and sensuality, as seen in the passengers and crew of the galleon, who have abandoned themselves completely. The details of allegory of nature, above all the prominence of the date at the center, suggest that Heemskerk was making a political statement about the turbulent events that occurred in 1567. That year, the Spanish Governor General of the Netherlands was sent from Spain to suppress the uprisings that had begun in opposition to the oppressive policies of the Roman Catholic Church enforced by the Spanish overlords. The result was greater oppression and terror throughout the region. Here, the flag on the galleon identifies the ship and its courtier passengers with the Habsburgs, and thus with the dreaded Spanish regime. As the ship moves toward the left, it is followed by the stag hunt, a prerogative of the nobility, which stands as a familiar metaphor for war. On the left, the musical group, identified with harmony and reason, in this context represents peace, the rational alternative to war. The prominence of music makers has encouraged the idea that the panel may once have decorated a keyboard instrument, such as a clavichord. However, paintings with similar proportions were popular from the mid-16th into the 17th century, and were typically hung high in rooms as overdoors, mantel decorations, or as part of a frieze.